Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 25th of December 2025. Today's topic is the Three Wise Worshippers. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and, lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down, and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. Verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 2 verse 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The story of the three wise men, portrayed as scholars or astrologers, is a crucial element in the Christian narrative, prominently celebrated during Epiphany. They came from the east to Jerusalem to seek Jesus, whom they had seen his star. The story emphasizes the Magi's journey to worship the newborn king, as well as the symbolic importance of their gifts, which acknowledge Jesus as a king, priest, and one destined for a sacrificial death. These gifts represent a global acceptance of Jesus as the divine king and savior. The story unfolds as a tale of faith, guidance, and worship. Key lessons from our passage include seeking God's guidance, acknowledging God's sovereignty, relying on divine guidance in our journeys, cultivating a heart of worship and generosity, and practicing discernment and obedience to God's guidance. Inspired by the three wise worshippers, let us embark on our faith journey with sincerity, worship God wholeheartedly, and trust in his guidance and protection. May we, like the Magi, encounter Jesus in our lives and respond with lives devoted to his glory. Quote for the day: Jesus is the divine King and Savior. The challenge for today is, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I join the Church Universal to worship you today. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher every day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.